Stag, this is dictating on Charlotte Trumbull. That's T, T as in Thomas, T-R-U-M-B-L-E, Trumbull, T as in Thomas, T-R-U-M-B-L-E, Trumbull, Charlotte, C-H-A-R-L-O-T-T-E, L-O-T-T-E, Charlotte. Date of birth is 9-7-54. Date of visit is 8-1-22. Please make a copy for Teresa Hernandez, M.D. That's Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z, Hernandez, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear Teresa, thank you for sending Charlotte Trumbull for a pulmonary evaluation. Next. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of COPD. Needs clearance for surgery on a ganglion cyst of the hand. Next paragraph is permanent illness. This is a 67-year-old female who has a long-standing history of smoking, had recently been evaluated for a ganglion cyst on her right hand. The patient has been experiencing shortness of breath, some wheezing and cough, and was treated for an episode of bronchitis and bronchospasm, but still had some symptoms of shortness of breath. She had a chest CT this past year. It showed ground glass nodular infiltrates in the right lung and pleuroparenchymal scarring in the left lung base. She had no recent chest X-ray. The patient denies significant cough or sputum production, denied any fever signals, and has no leg swelling. Next paragraph. Past history includes history of hypertension and history of recurrent bronchitis as well as pneumonia. She had a tonsillectomy in 1962, a DNC in 1988, tubal ligation in 92, and left knee surgery on more than two occasions between 96 and 2021. I'm sorry, 99 and 2021. She also had a gastric stapling procedure for obesity. And lost 170 pounds. She had surgery on left leg veins and had a cholecystectomy in 2015 and also has a history of peripheral vascular disease. Next paragraph. Allergies. No drug allergies. Next paragraph. Family history. Habits. Patient smoked 1.5 pack per day for 40 years and quit in 2019. Alcohol use occasional. Worked in an office. And also worked for the photographic industry. But denies any exposure to asbestos or other chemicals. Next paragraph. Review assistance of patient. I'm sorry, family history. Mother died of Alzheimer's. Father is alive and in good health and has diabetes. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has no fatigue or fever, no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. She has no urinary frequency, burning, or hematuria. She has no asthma, but has some wheezing and shortness of breath with exertion, occasional coughing spells, and she denies any nausea, but has diarrhea and heartburn. Next paragraph. I'm sorry, she also has joint pains, muscle aches, and muscle stiffness. She has itchy skin. Next paragraph, med list included Synthroid 50 micrograms daily and Xarelto 20 milligrams daily. Vixella, 250 by 51 puff BID. Ventolin inhaler, 2 puff PRN. And atorvastatin, 20 milligrams a day. Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril. And next paragraph, physical exam. This greatly built elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. The blood pressure 125 by 80. Pulse is 72, respiration 16, temperature 972, weight is 210 pounds, saturation 97. HGNT norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased breath sounds of the periphery with scattered wheezes bilaterally. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor absence. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with emphysema and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is history of hypertension. Number 3 is obesity. Number 4 is hypothyroidism. Number 5 is ganglion cyst. Right hand. And next paragraph, plan. Patient will get a CT chest to evaluate the lung infiltrates, as well as get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. And she was advised to continue with Vixella, 250 by 50 micrograms, 1 puff twice a day. Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. And a follow-up visit be arranged here in 4 weeks. At which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Teresa Hernandez, HERNANDZ. Let's talk to Susan. Copy for Dr. Teresa Hernandez. Thank you.